It's not looking good after that.
No, it wasn't looking great before the game. It's looking probably worse now. No, we didn't deserve them to know that, Dermot, to put it that way too. You know, last week I could point to areas of the pitch where things mightn't have gone our way. Tonight I can't blame anyone by ourselves. I just don't think we're up for the game enough, you know, for Des Moines trying to fight relegation. I suppose a local derby. Just didn't think we did enough. I felt we were nervous. But the first goal was hugely crucial and we needed to get it. Once they got it, they sat back, let us have the ball and to be fair to them, picked us off at their will and ran out deserving winners. They could have won by more, like, you know.
Yeah, and the fact that first goal came from a defensive error to all the more annoying.
Yeah, like Derry were the better side up to that, but to be fair, bar one chance really, they didn't look like breaking the stone. No, I don't mean that with any huge confidence. You know, they were the better side and were creating slightly the better chances. We'd only a few half chances, but it came from a block ball from right back that we should have cleared, and possibly, you know, the finish we could have done better maybe in saving it as well. Once that went in, maybe the whole complexion of the game changed in that we had to go at them, and it probably suited Derry to their credit. And you know, with the style of football Kenny Sheehan's plays here, they picked us off in the counter attack very, very well.
Yeah, because you needed a good start to the second half, and actually,
and
started quite well.
Yeah, it did, Jim. With a great chance, I think Sean Houston had a great chance in the 6-yard line to toe poke the ball home, and from there they counter attacked and scored at the under end, and that was game over. You know, as I said, I think the third goal was a free kick for us that we got men in the bodies in the area, and they headed it clear and went up the pitch as well. You know, you could nitpick about the three goals. You know, we could have dealt better, but that's the better team won. I felt that Derry were probably more up for it than we were, which disappoints me most, as opposed to, you know, Derry at their best are a better side than us. We know that, and there's no one trying to pretend anything different. But I just felt we could have matched them, or, you know, maybe outfought them, but we didn't. And Derry were very much up for the game, and to their credit, they probably won the game, you know, technically as well as physically, to put it that way too.
Yeah, and being without so many key players tonight, Ollie, obviously didn't help.
No, it didn't help, but there's no guarantee if we'd all those players there that we'd get anything out of the game tonight if we weren't fully up for it. Just disappointed that we prepared quite well for it regardless of the bodies being down, and just like we had the fight there, even like, you know, last Saturday against the Dundalk side, we had the fight. You know, we worked very, very hard, but I think the fact that, you know, Dundalk didn't score till whatever minute it was, whereas Derry scored in whatever it was, 18 minutes, was it? 20 minutes? 24 minutes. And we had a long, long way to try and go after that. We needed to equalise fairly early to try and then maybe see where they come at us, and we'd sit back and try and counter-attack them. But to be fair to Derry, they never gave us a sniff at it.
Yeah. So what way do you see it now, Ollie? The gap is widening by the week?
Yeah, I just... got the results of the other games there tonight. I don't even mathematically know where that leaves us. I know it leaves us with a miracle to climb, to put it that way to you. I think it's mathematically still possible, although extremely unlikely. But until it's over, I'm not trying to, you know, say that, oh yeah, we had a chance. Chance has probably diminished again tonight, as it did after last Saturday's game against Dundalk. But probably the most disappointing thing to me is that we didn't show the fight and hunger that we had showed despite getting beaten last week to Dundalk. We had fight and hunger in us. I don't think we showed enough of that tonight, regardless of the result.